Gary Bosek. Torah tells us, Parshas Kisavo, V'samachta b'chol atov, V'asher nason l'cho Hashem l'kech l'veisecha, Ata v'halevi v'ager Hashem b'kirbecha. So this is the Parsha of Bikurim. So what does it mean, V'samachta b'chol atov? You know, there's a famous Arachayim HaKadosh about Talmud Torah. If people would realize how sweet the Torah is, they wouldn't leave it for a second. I'm not going to do that today, because that's a separate Indian. So if you want to see it, you should look at the Arachayim HaKadosh. It's a famous Arachayim HaKadosh. Ein Tov Ela Torah, etc. What does it mean, Samachta B'chol HaTov? What's Chol HaTov? What is that phrase, B'chol HaTov? So that's one thing we want to understand. Then there are a couple of midrashim that we want to understand as well. On page 2 is the Yalkut Shemoni. V'samachta b'chol atoiv, ein toiv ala toira. V'siv ki lecha tov nosati lechem. V'fichach Moshe mazer es Yisrael aser ta'aser. So therefore Moshe is commanding in Parshas Re'ei, Aser Ta'aser. What does Aser Ta'aser have to do with Samachtim Chol HaTov by Bikurim? Then there's a famous Medrash in the Tanchuma on page 3. Medrash Tanchuma, page 3. Look at the bottom line. El tzofa Moshe beruach hakodesh v'ra'a shebeis hamikdash osid lichariv v'bikur mosidim liposik. As Moshe Rabbeinu saw in ruach hakodesh that eventually the beis hamikdash is going to get destroyed and we're not going to have bikurim anymore because there's no place to bring the bikurim to. There's no beis hamikdash. So what did he do? Amad v'hiskin liyisrael Shiumispalim Shalosh Pa'omim B'chol Yom. So he said, in lieu of the Bikurim, you're going to daven 3 tefillahs a day. V'fich shachaviv tefillah l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol masim tovim mikol korbonos. Shekach siv tikon tefilosik toros l'fanecha masas kapay min chaserif. There's Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Beruch HaKodesh that the Beis HaMikdash would have been destroyed, so in lieu, and we're not going to be able to bring Bikurim, so he made Tefillah. So it's funny. I mean, why is Tefillah a supplement for the Beis HaMikdash? And specifically for the Bikurim? I mean, I would have said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, we're not going to have Korbanos. Right? Therefore he made Tefillah, because Tefillah is connected to Korbanos. What is Bikurim? What does it have to do with Tefillah? That's the kasha that's asked. So in order for us to understand all these ideas, let me bring you to various makoros here. We know the pasuk in Parshas Re'ei, Chav Beis, Aser to Aser, Eis kol tuvas arecha hayotze hasod shana shana. That you have to take meiser from the field. Right? From the grains, take meiser. So there's a famous chazal in Tainus on page 6 in Tesamer Aleph. Aser ta aser, aser b'shvil shetis asher. Aser ta aser ledashin. Take Meiser, and you'll become rich. Aser, there's the double lashon. The first Aser is Aser, and to Aser, the darshan is ki'ilu, it's not a sin, but a shin. Aser, if you take Meiser, you'll become rich. So that's the famous Chazal. So, and there's another Chazal in the Medrash Tanchuma that has it a little bit differently. Aser ta'aser, aser b'shviyot shetis aser, aser k'day shelo tischaser. You'll become rich and you won't be lacking anything. So what's that added thing? Why isn't it enough to say aser b'shviyot shetis aser? Why does it have to also say aser k'day shelo tischaser? But what's the point? What's the added thing? Then there's a pasuk in Malachi on page 8 and 9. It says Haviu es kol ha-maser beis ha-otzar v'yiterev v'yiseyim chanunin ha-mezos ha-ma Hashem tzvachos im lof tach lochem ha-zarubus ha-shamayim v'arikosin lochem brocha ad belidai. That you're going to take maser and Hashem says I'm going to give you a brocha ad belidai. So Chazal say, I have it in the bottom here, Midrash say Chazal, instead of Zeri thing from the Gemara. Adli dai, my adli dai, at she yivlu, sifsoseche, milo bar dai. Right, everyone's familiar with the song. Right, because it's a Chabad nigan, right? I think so. No, it's a Chabad nigan. Right, because lochem, you know that. So at she yivlu, in other words, you're going to get a bracha, till your mouth is going to be worn out, which is you're going to say enough, enough, enough. Oh, so there's one yisod that is said over in various form, the Morei Nayim and the Chasam Sofer and other the Tver Shlom and other different areas, different svarim, and basically it's like this. He said, do you mean to say that anyone who takes Maaser becomes rich? And that's what it's all about. The Torah is saying, you know, like they have Lahavdil, these books, you know, three short ways of becoming rich in 30 days, you know, all these. And does it really happen? Yeah, he writes here, the Morei Nayim on page 12 of Chernobyl. First of all, he says, Zeh kavanas ha-medrash by the arrow. Israel should tisasha mefarsh ba amaimer shlo tita lo mer ki kol ikar kavanas nesinas amaisi and Israel yishisasha. First of all, that's a little strange. Do a mitzvah so you'll get rich. I mean, what is Chazal? That's the way the Chazal are going to be speaking to us. You know, you want to get rich? Okay, this is the way you should do it. I mean, it cheapens the whole the things. He says, "Zeino, they can't pay." I know the eluch apniyah gedol mizu. That's so low lishma. V'od shal roim kama shenosin masiv einim mizashrim befoil. You see some people give mice and they don't become rich. So what's the whole idea? So the Morei Nayim says the following. Look on page 12 on the right side, the right top. First line on the right, on page 12. Aval tzarech haroa al emes shelo yeh mimadrega zu kim lios lo midas hayistapkus kimo shekoso veizel osher hamesamech b'chelko shezenikra osher be'emes. He says, it doesn't mean necessarily a person is going to give meiser, give tzedakah, he's going to get rich. But you know what it will do? It will give you the midah of hayistapkus, meaning the meat of his happiness means the person is misamech b'chelkum. Because a person naturally has a tendency, as we'll see Chazal say, a person, you give him something, he wants more. Right? Then the Chavarim is Chazal, Ein adam meis v'chatzi tavasu biyado. A person doesn't die, and he doesn't even get half of what he wanted. Because it's always this midah of, I want more. As opposed to the midah of Hamasamech Bechelko. So when you give Maaser, you're training yourself to say, I don't need everything. I'll be fine without this. And that's why Chazal say, pshat lo shalot tishasen, this asher is shalot techsar, is that you're going to feel that you're not lacking, because you're going to realize that you don't need everything. You really don't need everything, and that you need siyata d'shmaya to help you out in that midah, because that's against the natural teva of an adam to want more and to want more. So aser mishvil shetis asher, says the Morei Nayim, is that you're going to get that midah of histapkus b'muat, and that's the. And the Chasav Sofer on page 13 says that as well. Amru Chazal b'shvil tishas asher, for Amru ol b'shvil shalom tischaser. Yishlom adasha Amr shalom haMelech. Birkas Hashem hisasher lo Yosef etzev ima. So Amru dein oda meis v'chatzit tavosu b'yodo. Yishlom mana rotsa masai. Right, you have $100. You want to, you know, there's no end. So he says like this. That if a bracha comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you see, any time a person gets a bracha, there's always a negative to it. Because maybe that's going to cause me to want more. I'm now living in an affluent way. That'll maybe cause me to even want more. So the skula of Meiser, that Hashem is going to give you a bracha, that it's going to be what? Together with the Midas Histapkus. And that, ultimately, the Teferet Shloimeh, the Marpeh LeNefesh, say, that's the Pshat, the Samachta B'chol HaTov. Chol HaTov, what is Chol HaTov? Means, you're going to get something, but you won't have the negativity of wanting more. So the Tova, together with the Midas Histapkus. That's the Samachta B'chol HaTov. And the Teferet Shloimeh says, and he says, that on page 15, on the right, top, O Yesh Lomar, Ki Skulas Mitzvahs Bikurim, Lahoros Lo'odam Midas Histapkus. Where's 15? What? Yeah, histapkus means that a person is satisfied with what he has. I'm mistapek b'muat. I don't need more. That's midas histapkus. So he says, when a person brings bikurim, so again, that's your first fruit. You can get very overwhelmed and say, you know, oh, look, I want more, more. No, give it away. So that's. And that's the midah of Asher HaMesamech L'Chelko. So Asher B'Shvil Shalot Asher B'Shvil Tish Asher is the idea that you're going to get the Ashiris of Mesamech L'Chelko. That's the Ashiris you're going to get. It's not necessarily, and that ultimately is a much healthier. People think, oh, these people are so wealthy, everything is... It's so great for them. You know, I wish I was a... No! As the Aruch HaShulchan writes and others write, the Nisayan of Osher is even greater than... No one wants to be poor. I'm not saying anyone should be poor. But to be overly rich is not a simple thing either. Not that I know about it, but... You know, but you understand? It's not a simple thing. And you need a bracha. And that's the pasuk in Mishlei. Page 16. Birkas Hashem Hisashir. And the Farshim say that if you have a bracha directly from Hashem, then you're going to have a shiras, and you won't have the negativity of wanting more. That's kol hatov, like the Radomsker, the Farshim Shlomo says, because it's the birkas Hashem. So the Marpeh LeNefesh says that's the pshat. We don't have Bikurim today. We don't have Bikurim. So what's going to give us the Midas Histapkus is when we're going to daven to Hashem. If you daven to Hashem and Hashem answers, that's called Birkas Hashem, the Marpeh LeNefesh says. If it's Birkas Hashem, it's a full bracha. What does it mean? You'll get, but you also won't have the taivug to go along with it. If it's something that's really Birkas Hashem. And that's why today that we don't have Bikurim, so we don't have that tool to give us the Midas HaSchapas. We need Birkas Hashem through our tefillah. So that's what the Marpel HaNefesh says on page 22, the Arab. B'zman hazeh, he b'mokom avoda. Nishma, the tefillah b'kavona yishlo osu skula shal Bikurim. Because the Shefa comes from directly from Hashem. If you daven, the Shefa comes directly from Hashem. So if it comes directly from Hashem, that's the Pasuk in Mishlei, as the Mefarshim would say. Birkas Hashem hisashir, but there's no negativity to it. You see, you try, you think, you don't daven, and you get something, and you're not saying it's from Hashem, and you're not davening to Hashem, so you could get something, you could. But you'll also have the tzaras from it also. You want to have a complete bracha, it has to be Birkas Hashem. The Bikurim went to the Beis HaMikdash, that was that Chinuchim Midas HaStapus. Today we don't have that, so we have Tefillah. And Tefillah, well, when we daven, Rabbi Penner was discussing at Charles Shuras, we get directly from Hashem, and then it's Birkas HaShem, Lo Yosef Etzavima. It's not going to be there, and that's Kol HaToiv. Kol HaToiv means you'll get the Toiv without the negativity of wanting more. That's the Medrash Koheles on page 17. Reisi is Inyan Amar of Ivo says she puto shomom and Amar of Yudin b'shem Rav Ivo ein adam yotzei min ha'olam v'chatzi tavoso b'yodo. A person doesn't leave this world with even half of what he. And the more a person matures, the more he understands what's really important, what's not important. And then, you know, you see, it's not important whether you have this fancy car or not. Okay, you need things to function. You don't have to go like a schlepper. But, you know, excess and things like that, as you'll see in life, is not necessary. That's what the Pasuk says on page 18 of Mishpatim. V'vatem is Hashem Elokeichem. You dive into Hashem. He quotes the Parma the Nefesh of the Ksav Sofer, meaning, if you daven to Hashem and he'll listen, that's a Birkas Hashem, then you won't have the machala of wanting more, which is a machala. Because, you know, person, I need more. In certain communities, that's what, you know, Baruch Hashem, I live in a community that doesn't thrive on Gashmius, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, it's simple. Even though they try to redo the apartments to make us think that we're, but it's you know, we live pashtus, you know, and it's much happier that way, because if you have the midas, because there's no end to taivus. Ein adam meis v'chatzi tavoso b'yodo. You want to be able to, you know, to have a bookshelf to fit your Rabbi Kiv Eger and your own Yontif, and you, okay, I understand, you know, the Behuda. Yeah, but you know, you don't need the whole world, you know, and that's why it'll be Kol HaTov, and that's what the Radomsker, the Tiferet Shlomo says. Tamid, we say the benching. Tamid lo lech lo yechsalon, lo yechsalon. We don't feel a chisaron. We don't feel a chisaron because Hashem gives it, and it's enough. And then we have the nusach of posech siyadecha mesmilcho ha'ritzon. Mikol tuv la'olam al yichasreinu. Because it's kol tuv. Kol tuv means it's enough. And I don't need more. It's okay. Again, I'm not saying a person shouldn't have a parnasa and needs to work and, you know, pay his bills and this. That's fine. That's normal. But in this world, it becomes, you know, can become beyond. The person has this midah of the samachta b'chol hatoiv, is kabbalas hashefa in midas ha'estapus. That we get the shefa, if it's from Hashem, birkas Hashem hisashir, the farshim say. But lo yosef etzav ima, because the etzav is when you get something and then you want more. That's the machala. Vasirosi machala, mikirbecha, as the Freiman Rav says from the Ksav Sofer. And that's the living bepashtus, and then you'll have a much, Belsky discussed, you'll have a much happier life, because there's no end to the amount of what you could want, fancier, you know. In certain communities, it's a competition. It's pashnish to have such a car, you know. Some people have to go on certain vacations. Not that they necessarily want to, but it's pashnish. I'm going to just go to the Catskills. You gotta go to who knows where. You know, because it's a pressure, and people aren't happy because they don't necessarily want to do it, but they're doing it because they have to look good with everyone else. That's why it's important to be in a place where it's not thriving on gashmis. Again, I'm not saying that a person should be ba'oni, but a person should be b'shval ruach. He should realize that he davens to Hashem. And he gets Birkas Hashem, and there's not going to be Eitzev, there's not going to be Al Machla, and that's the Cholt, the Samachta B'Chol HaTov. Kabbalah Sashefa, in Midas HaEstachus.